Hey, what's going on? It's your boy B-Rock. I got Soul, Country, and Chef Ron in the building. Let's get it.
Live from all over the country.
Hey, yo. We are back. We had to upgrade the quality a little bit.
Except for me.
Except for Soul. We're going to get him up to speed, though. What's going on, fellas?
Yo, what up, man? Yeah,
what's going on?
Hey, man. Another day.
Look at Country right now.
Glowing.
Right.
With that new camera.
Hey, man. It's been a weird week. Like, apparently, you know, people think that I'm, like, bashing people with scars, so.
Talk about that, Jack. What happened? Killing you in the comments?
Listen. It's one of those things that I can admit when I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I spoke a little bit before I thought, you know? So, I mean, I'll go with that. But, and then also on the love comment, people's like, it takes you 6 months to fall in love. I'm like, look, man, we'll go 3 to 6, but I'm not anything over 3. You know what I'm saying? I mean, under 3, I'm steadfast on. You know what I'm saying?
So pretty much you're issuing a public apology right now to the ladies.
For the scars thing, it was like, I think they took it a little too personal, but I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not bashing people with scars. Like, I dated, you know, a couple chicks with scars, and I love them just the same. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, man.
Like, way to clean it up. Good job. Pussy. Clean it up.
Anyway, so hey, y'all been keeping up with this Diddy news that's going on, or what?
Diddy news is sick.
Yeah, no, it's wild.
What's like the full story? Is it just the sex trafficking, or is it more to it than that?
I'm sure it's more than what we see or what they telling us, but I know for a fact that Homeland Security, they only pop out for terrorists and human trafficking. So for them to be the main ones on the scene, that's very telling.
I told you, I watched that one thing on YouTube where it was like 5 people mysteriously died around Diddy, man. And like, that dude's got a really checkered past. And ever since this dude was like saying he was linked to Pac's murder, man, people's been talking. Like, his bodyguard's been dragging him for years. Like, it's just now catching steam. You know what I'm saying?
If y'all saw the video with him and Justin Bieber, Usher, when they were kids, they looked terrified. They looked terrified standing next to Diddy. I'm like, yo, I don't ever want to be in his presence. And he always heard about the Diddy parties, you know? So can only imagine being like a 12-year-old kid at a Diddy party. Traumatizing.
I mean, he called the shit Diddy Flavor Camp, bro. That should have been a red flag.
Yeah, man, that's an indicator. Clear indicator right there. Stay away from
Diddy. That's a whole new meaning behind take that.
Is it really a punishment to send Diddy to jail? He's going to be in his element with them boys, right?
Yo. I don't think what he's going to get, he's going to want, though.
I mean, wait, this Diddy we talking about. You know, him going to jail, you know, that could be a blessing for him, you know, in disguise.
I mean, he pretty much picked and chose what he wanted to do out here, man. There, you don't get the choice. You know what I'm saying? They pick and choose for you. So.
You're right. They choosing you in jail, right? Nah, yeah. Facts. Yeah, facts.
What are y'all slowly losing interest in?
Hip-hop.
Mm. That was definitely about to be my answer.
Why, though?
No, hip-hop was mine as well. Definitely losing interest in hip-hop. I mean, it's unfortunate. You know, I try to get into the new wave of hip-hop, and there's artists that I do like, but I mean, for the most part, it's not like it was when we were growing up, right, where you had an abundance of really good music. You really got to search for it now. Before, it would come out, I feel like, on a regular basis. Now, though, you got to really, 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 really dig deep to find that good music.
Yeah, facts. Like, my thing is hip-hop even hip-hop anymore, you know? What we're used to, you know, what we grew up on, like you said, like, also, like you said, you got to dig deep to find these artists that really touch your spirit and touch your soul. Most, like 90%, I'm gonna go ahead and say it, drill rap is killing hip hop. That's the number one killer of hip hop right now. That shit is repetitive. It's disgusting. It's getting in these kids' brains, and these young kids are actually living the drill shit in reality, you know, and they going to jail. They going to jail for the rest of their life at 17 years old. You haven't even lived. You out here making diss records and y'all really killing each other, really shooting each other over some music. It's just dumb.
Yeah, and I agree. And even when we were growing up, right, artists had to be original. If you sounded like somebody else, you would get killed. You would get crushed. Now everybody can sound the same and it's acceptable. I think that's what's really killing hip hop is the lack of originality. like it was in the 90s, early 2000s when we were coming up, for sure.
Well, I mean, that new wave now where they're like rapping off beat, like that Blueface shit. Oh, is, bro, that's crazy to me.
Like,
it's like we used to ride to the beat, and on this new wave, they're running away from the beat.
Right.
It's insane to me, bro.
Silk the Shocker 2024.
Yeah,
yo,
man.
Silk the Shocker was
Silk was actually Silk. Like Silk actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because I was like really big into No Limit back in the day. I kind of let it like slide. But
I feel like Silk the Shocker. He was bad at the time though. But if you listen to him now compared to these guys, he kind of fits in for the time. But back then he was garbage. Let's be real. Silk was trash.
Yeah, 100%. But these new ones, like, bro, I don't even get it. Like, I remember B was like, yeah, man, this is where hip-hop's going. And I, like, put it on, and I'm like, what is this, bro? Yo, shout out to Meek Mill, man. He was just announced for WrestleMania last night.
What's he doing there?
That's big.
Wait, he's going to be wrestling?
Yeah, no, he ain't going to be wrestling. He's going to be performing, which is big, man. Like, that's big to have, like, a rapper like that perform.
Y'all saw the meme with Meek in the dog crate or whatever, talking about he was hiding or whatever with Diddy or something. They had him in a dog crate. They disrespected the hell out of Meek. He's curled up in the fetal position in a dog crate. I'm like, come on, internet undefeated, man, undefeated.
What is Diddy hovering over him? Like
it was like in Diddy's like crib, better, but they had him in a dog crate. It was crazy, crazy. I have to send it to y'all. Wild.
Why they going to do Meek like that, man?
Man.
So what's good with you, Ryan? Tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
Oh, you know, I just dropped a couple months ago. We just dropped the new online bakery, 333bakery.com. You can get all your baked goods. We got an array of selection of all types of stuff. We got apple cinnamon blondies. We got, I sent y'all some banana pudding blondies. I just sent y'all some cookies and cream cookie bars. You know, everything on the site, we got half a dozens for like 20, full dozens for 40, just shipped straight to your front door anywhere nationwide.
Nah, that's what's up.
That's dope. How long you been doing it for, you said, Ron?
Well, you know, I've been cooking forever, but the actual bakery we just dropped, I want to say around Thanksgiving time, because usually, you know, Thanksgiving, I usually go crazy with the baked goods, and a lot of people was, it would be more local. You know, in Virginia, and a lot of people was asking, oh, can you ship this? Can you ship that? And my biggest thing was cheesecakes. But, you know, I took it a step further. I'm like, let me tap in. Let me do something that I can ship and that will be, you know, still perishable, still good by the time you get it. So that's what made me come up with the online bakery concept thing.
That's what's up. Are you still doing the pop-ups too?
Yeah, I'm still.
Are you driving around doing the delivery?
Still doing the pop-ups every once in a while. I'd be so caught up with everything else, you know, and I just had a baby, so
congrats.
That's kind of been pushed.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So that's been kind of pushed back to the back side for a little bit, but I'm about to get back into that. But yeah, you know, every time I drop a menu, people go crazy. I usually sell out like that day, you know, then when the day comes, if I'm super busy, I'll get a driver to deliver everybody's food because I'm focused on getting the orders out. But I like to be in contact with the people. So I usually do it myself. I pull up, you know, you can see me, talk to me for a minute, get to know me, whatever, get your food, you know, meet the chef.
So what's Smacked?
Smacked is the, Soul got a shirt in my back. It's the new clothing line we about to drop. Y'all one of the first ones to get this drop. This is called the Smack Legends Tee.
Hey.
It's a stoner appreciation brand. You know what I mean? So everything that we drop is going to be centered around, you know, stoner lifestyle.
What would you say is some of the biggest struggles, you know, being an independent business owner?
Doing everything yourself. It's time consuming. It's draining. And when you juggling multiple hustles, it's like you try to focus on this one, you know, if this one popping, but you want to focus on this one. So that, you know, this one is taking you away from this one. And then you got to jump back and forth. And yeah, it's a lot, man.
Always trying to, you know, recreate the wheel, so to speak. Right. And keep it fresh.
Social media too, because you know, juggling multiple accounts is that shit is draining, man.
Are you doing food reviews too?
Yes. I just
started. All right, I just wanted to double check on that because this out.
Yeah.
All right, so I just want to bring something to your attention. I was talking to Country about this the other day. I might have talked to Soul a little bit about it. So check it out. All right, let's say like I wanted to start. I had this idea and I wanted to start my own restaurant, bringing my own cooks, whatever.
Okay.
Busting my ass for about 2-3 years, got the business booming, it's popping now, And then some dude comes in and reviews my food. And all of a sudden he says, yo, I ain't really feeling this. Tells all his followers, yada, 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 don't come to this store anymore because this food is trash. Then all of a sudden everything I worked for just went out the window. You know what I mean? So I'm not getting any traffic to the store anymore. And I'm just like, damn, man, this dude, everybody's taste buds are different. You know what I mean? So I'm like, this dude comes into the store. He says, my food is trash. Now I don't have any more service. And now I got to close the restaurant. Like, do you feel pressure to say, like, damn, I can't really say it's bad. Maybe I'll just say it's okay, or it's really, maybe it is really good. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I feel like if you say something bad about the restaurant, then all of a sudden, like, they can lose a lot of business for that.
You know, if something is absolutely horrible, like if I go somewhere and everything about the restaurant is horrible, like the atmosphere, the service, the food, like 100%, they get a straight 0 out of 10. I won't even post it.
Oh, all right.
You know,
right.
Because out of a
respect,
being an entrepreneur, I know how important it is. For word of mouth is what gets you most of your business anyway.
For sure.
You know, right. So I would never tear a business down like that.
How do you get into that? How do you get into being a food reviewer?
So I was doing this years ago. Like I started like 4 years ago. I started doing it. I started doing my stuff just to promote my own stuff. And then other people started hitting me like, yo, can you come check out my stuff? Can you check out my stuff? And then, you know, I fell off for a while, for a couple of years. And then I decided to bring it back. And it's been taking off ever since I bought it back.
Yeah, I know. I see some of that, you know, food you've been posting over the years looks fire.
Yeah.
I always told you too. Hey, when you come to Jersey, tap in with me. I want to try some of that food. You know, amazing stuff.
He's heavy on the cheesesteaks, man. I see him like critiquing other people's cheesesteaks as well.
Yeah. What would you say is your favorite cheesesteak spot, Ron? Since you kind of
besides yourself, know about that.
I don't ever say myself. I'm gonna say Pennypacker Willenboro, man. Pennypacker Gattano's in Willenboro. Mm,
okay. Yeah. Right down the street from me. I have to check that out. Where they got that new spot in Haynesport? What is it, like Lilo's or something like that? You tried that one?
Lilo's. And what's the other one in Haynesport on 38? Johnny Long Hots.
I went there the other day.
I got a review coming for both of them. I got both of them in the tuck right now.
That's what's up. Yeah, looking forward to those for sure. Yeah.
All right, check it out. Here we go. Top 10 most dangerous states. Coming in at number 10, Alaska.
What? These Eskimos out here killing each other?
Yeah, gangbanging on ice.
Yo, they taking over igloos and shit.
No, they really gangbanging out there. I met a dude that was stationed in Alaska, and he told me, I think I was in Delaware. I met a dude from Alaska. He told me he just got back. I'm like, what the fuck is in Alaska? And he like, bro, he like, it's real Crips and Bloods out there. Like, they really give it up. He was like, Alaska is crazy. He said, because a lot of people from Cali migrate out there to work on the oil rigs and shit.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's.
Coming in at number 9, Nevada.
And that's like 2 hours from Cali. So that
lose all your money out in Vegas, you're going to be mad. I get it. You're going to be mad.
Coming in at number 8, South Carolina.
I can see that.
Coming in at number 7, Missouri.
Would have never guessed that.
I would have. I don't even know what's in Missouri.
Neither, I don't even know where it is on a map, to be honest. I have to look
that one up. Actually St. Louis, bro. So now that I think about it,
All right, I get it. That makes sense.
Coming in at number 6, Tennessee.
Dude, what is going on?
Memphis.
Oh, yeah, Memphis. All right, I get it. And Nashville.
Coming in at number 5, Cali.
I definitely could see that. I would have put
Cali higher, bro. Like, honestly.
Yeah, it definitely should be higher.
Coming in at number 4, Colorado.
What is going on?
Ain't no way.
I feel like there's too much legal weed in Colorado for people to be beefing. Like, everybody should just be chilling happy out in Colorado, right?
You would definitely think they'd be more mellow.
For sure.
Coming in at number 3, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, making sense now.
Coming in at number 2, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Little Rock, bro.
Little Rock. Yeah, they give it up out there.
All right, here we go. Coming in at number 1.
Country, give me the drum roll.
New Mexico.
I could probably see that, man.
How can you see New Mexico being?
That's Albuquerque. Albuquerque, man, it's crazy. I would have thought that Jersey or Philly or Pennsylvania would have been in there in the top 10, honestly.
I'm shocked neither are on the top 10.
I would have thought Virginia would have been in the top 10.
Pennsylvania is 39.
What?
And New Jersey is 47.
No. Dude, this list is flawed.
Like, hey, if somebody accidentally transferred, we'll say, $20,000 into your Venmo account, would you send it back?
Fuck no.
I would.
You would?
I mean, yeah, it's probably good karma.
Yeah, I would.
Look at Jack trying to clean it up, right? He ain't trying to get canceled right in the comments. He cleaned that one up real quick.
Well, no, I mean, I thought about it for a second, and I'm like, man, $20,000 is a lot of bad karma. Like, you don't know if that's that person's only funds. I know how I'd feel if I accidentally lost that shit. Like,
yeah, right. I'm would. Because, you know, once again, as being a business owner, I'll be sending a lot of funds to different people. So you hit that one wrong letter in the app, then they go, I need that back.
Yeah. Right. You don't get it back. You coming for it back, right? You know what I mean? Right.
I don't think I would send it back. I just wouldn't reply or I transfer it, then close out the account. You know what I mean? Just never log into the account again.
I would definitely return the money. Like, karma is a big thing. I'm a big believer in karma, you know, and doing the right thing by people. And like Ron said, you know, you would want somebody to send you your money back. So do it for them. So kind of where I stand.
Man, these niggas is soft. Country, get us out of here, man.
Look, B's going to be issuing an apology next week.
Next week, B, get that public apology already. Get it ready, bro.
Absolutely never.
All right, check it out, man. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at the podcast. That's DAPODCAV. Also, make sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube and click them notifications so you'll know when we're dropping new content. And remember to tell a friend, and let's keep making this ground till we all win. And listen to us anywhere your podcasts are streamed. Back to you, B.
Chef Ron, let people know where they can find you at.
Yeah, you can find me at the Corner Store Chef on all platforms. I got all my links in that in the bio on there. You can find all the other pages, the bakery, the Smack online shop, the bakery Instagram website, and all of that. At the Corner Store Chef.
Hey, that's dope. That's what's up. Yeah, make sure y'all tap in with him, man. Good man, hard worker. You know, show love. Show love.
Yo, so I want you to send me some of those samples, bro.
Yo, I got you, bro. I just got them yesterday. I got you, man.
I didn't even get a t-shirt. Yo,
hey. Matter of fact, Country, send me your info. I'll send you something.
Hell yeah, man. I got you, bro.
That's crazy.
Definitely will.
Send them something. Hey, on that note, we out of here, my guys.